Fitch ran about waving his paws.
Oh, stop arguing, you blockheads. Let's find him, or he'll flay the lot of us alive.
Scringe stuck out his paw and tripped Fitch neatly.
What shall you call him, blockhead dribble nose? I can see I'll have to take charge here after the mess you lot have made. Wedge back, Badrag, go back the way we came. No need to go further than that big hill. Sligar would have spotted them if they'd got that far. Halftail, Tamper, search up ahead. The rest of you look around here, under rocks, behind bushes, anywhere they might be hiding. Fitch, Browntooth, into the water and search that river.
Fitch stood his ground defiantly.
Who are you to be giving orders? I'm not going into any rotten old river. Who can tell how deep it is? Besides, it's nearly dark, and there might be a pike in there or something. Ouch!
Three Claws stood brandishing the willow cane he had laid across Fitch's back.
Do as he says. Get in that river, Snivel Whiskers, and you, Brown Tooth, or I'll tie you in a sack with rocks and toss you in there myself.
With a fine show of moody bad temper, Fitch began lowering himself gingerly into the water, followed by a resigned Brown Tooth.
Yeah, suppose we'll have to do it if the rest of you are too scared to get your paws wet.
The undersized rat muttered aloud. Scringe grabbed a passing weasel.
Scared? Who's scared? Me and Skinpaw will search downstream. You and Brown Tooth look upstream, and we'll show you just who's scared, won't we, mate?
Skinpaw looked decidedly unhappy, but tried to put a bold face on.
Oh, we certainly will. You go first, Scringy.
Underneath the rock ledge upstream, Tim Church Mouse heard every word. He turned to Matameo.
What are we going to do? They're searching the river.
Tess plucked a hollow reed and bit the end off it.
Look, remember these? Remember we lay under the Abbey Pond breathing through reeds like this last summer when Constance was looking for us?
Matameo pulled a reed and bit the end.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that the time you cut up one of Friar Hugo's best tablecloths to make a tent?
Sam Squiddle blew through a reed to test it.
If I remember rightly, that was you, Matty. No time to argue, though. Let's give it a try.
Holding on to each other and the rocks on the riverbed, they submerged, closing their nostrils and using their mouths to breathe through the hollow reeds. It worked perfectly. Fitch clung tightly to Brown Tooth in the centre of the river. As they waded neck high against the flowing current, it was cold and deep. Brown Tooth shook the rat away from him.
Get off! What are you trying to do? Drown me! Go and search that side of the bank. I'll take a look at the other side. You couldn't hide in the middle of a river. Look, let go, will you? We'd both be swept away.
You're not soft, are you, Baggy Belly? This side is full of overgrown ledges and your side is nice smooth bank. Well, you can nibble your claws, Fatty. I'm not going so there.
Brown Tooth forded his way toward the smooth bank.
Do what you like, Runt. When Sligar gets back, I'll tell him that you wouldn't search the river properly. And we'll see what he has to say about that.
Snitch! Tiltow! Gabby Gob!
Fitch waded over towards the ledge, calling back insults. Matameo could dimly make out the rat's paws through the debris Fitch was churning up from the riverbed as he waded. The young mouse held his breath as the paws came slowly closer. Another few steps, and he would tread on Orma's back. The badger huddled with the water waving through her coat, unaware of the impending danger as her eyes were shut tight. Matameo made a sudden decision. It was risky, but worth a try. He struck out swiftly at the rat's paw with the small dagger.
Yes! Help!
Fitch thrashed about in the water, losing his balance as he tried to clutch his injured paw. Swallowing water, he floundered about for a moment. Then, galvanised by pure terror, he grabbed the overhanging plants and, scrambling furiously, hauled himself over the rock ledge up onto the bank.
Ah, Brantooth, don't go near that ledge, mate. There's a big pike under there. Look, it bit me. Oh!
Fitch rocked back and forth, trying to staunch the flow of blood by stuffing the injured paw into his mouth. Browntooth waded hastily across, avoiding the ledge. He found a part of the bank where he could easily get out of the river.
Well, they won't be under there or anywhere up this end if there's pike in the water. Are you sure it was a pike, mate? Maybe it's one of those giant eels with poison teeth. I shouldn't suck it if I were you.
Fitch spat out hurriedly and rubbed his mouth hard, forgetting the stabbed paw in his panic.
I do, supposing that I've swallowed some?
Browntooth lay flat on the rocky ledge, trying to peer over and get a glimpse of the monster.
Oh, you'll soon know. If you turn purple and green and start swelling up, that'll put a stop to your impudence, eh?
Beneath the ledge, Orma could take it no more. The air from the straw was not enough for her, and she broke the surface, blowing hard and sucking in breath. Browntooth leapt backwards. Regaining his pause, he trotted off to join the rat.
Cor, did you hear that, Vitchy? You're lucky you weren't eaten alive. It's sounded like one of those giant things they talk about that lives in the Blue Sea place. Oh, no stopping around here.
Matameo and the others broke the surface beneath the ledge. Gulping air gratefully, they listened to the cries of the rat and the stoats receding down the bank.
Maybe I won't turn purple and green. Maybe it was just a sharp rock.
Are you kidding, Bucko? I never heard a rock sound like that.
Then it must have been a pike. They don't have poison teeth, do they?
I wouldn't know. I've never been bitten by one. How do you feel?
I feel all right, except for me paw. Ooh, it really stings and it won't stop bleeding. Look.
Cold and numb as they were, the comrades beneath the ledge tried to stifle suppressed giggles. Scringe had the remaining captives chained and ready to march. He shrugged in resignation.
Well, if they can't be found, then they can't. So much the worse for us when the boss finds out. Right, let's march them into that cave over there, then out again and continue south. Wedge back in Badrag. You cover the tracks coming out, but leave the ones going in.
Sounds a bit silly. What are we going to do that for?
Badrag grumbled.
Because that's what Sligar ordered, numbskull. Now get moving.